It's a day of reckoning in California. Those are the words of Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, not from one of his action movies, but referring yesterday to the state's worsening budget crisis.
Our wallet is empty. Our bank is closed and our credit is dried up.
Schwarzenegger told a joint session of the state legislature yesterday that if the $24 billion budget deficit is not closed, California won't have enough money to pay its bills next month. The governor has proposed deep cuts in everything from education to care for seniors. NPR's Carrie Kahn has our first of two reports.
The cuts to education are deep. Take the Los Angeles Unified School District, the second largest in the country. The district has already laid off thousands of teachers, increased class sizes, and postponed buying textbooks.
We're in an economic crisis, and we're not going to get out of it overnight.
Superintendent Ramon Cortina says now, with just weeks left before the academic year ends, he has to cut another $131 million. So he says he has no other choice than to cancel summer school. That's left parents, teachers, and kids scrambling, especially those who need some extra help, like the 8th graders in remedial algebra at Sherman Oaks Center for Enriched Studies.
All right, well, we want to get it into slope-intercept form. All right.
Is that the M plus B?
Jeff Feinberg is helping his students get ready for algebra. Many, like 14-year-old Maddie Kirkpatrick, were counting on taking the full course this summer. That way, they would have been able to catch up with their classmates and take geometry in the next school year.
So we can't get ahead and be with the rest of the students that are going to be in geometry next year.
But for kids who actually failed a class and need summer school to make it up in time to graduate, the situation is rough. School counselor Terry Abrams says there will be a few summer school spots open for high school kids, but not nearly enough.
They're just scrambling to find summer school somewhere to help themselves get to a good college.
The school's band may be in trouble, too.
One, two, ready, in.
You can only take band class if you have room in your schedule. 13-year-old trumpeter Vincent Huddick says he always takes a core class like health during the summer, so he'll have room for band during the year.
I'll have to take health and life skills at some other point. Or else I can't graduate.
More pressing for parents is just what to do with their kids during the day. More than 200,000 children enroll in summer courses every year.
So once you complete the application, then give me a call at the sitter.
Employers talk to teens looking for a job at a recent summer youth fair at the state employment office not far from downtown L.A. Donisha Post brought her 16-year-old daughter Joy to look for summer work. She hasn't been able to find a summer school slot for Joy to make up a trigonometry class she didn't pass. Post has two other children in the public school system who won't have anything to do this summer.
You know, unfortunately, the first thing that they're willing to cut are the children's education.
Only 8 employers showed up for the fair. More than 100 kids came through the door. Los Angeles Unified School Superintendent Ramon Cortina says the schools can't take care of all these kids alone.
We lose one child. Or one child is damaged or hurt, it's on all of our conscience.
This summer, he says it'll be up to the entire community to watch over the children. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.